with BookBeat. I'm Don Swaim. Writer Tracy Kidder had an inkling he might win the Pulitzer Prize in 1981, but it still came as a shock when the Associated Press phoned Kidder at his house in Amherst, Massachusetts.
The reporter called and said, "How do you feel?" And I wasn't feeling too good. I just dislocated my shoulder. And I said, "Well, I'm all right. How are you?" And he said, "Oh, well," he said, "you haven't heard?" And I said, "No." And he said, "Well, you just won the Pulitzer." And so then I groped around in my mind for something modest to say, you know, though I wasn't feeling very modest.
Tracy Kidder won the Pulitzer for his book, The Soul of a New Machine, the dramatic true story of the creation of a new mini-computer by the men at Data General.
I was so delighted and so excited that I think for some months afterward I didn't behave very well at parties.
Tracy Kidder, whose latest book is House, was born in New York, reared on Long Island, and educated at Harvard.
I started out in political science. I had a course with Henry Kissinger, and it bored me so. Frank, this is really true. I got up in the middle of that course and went over to the English department and switched my major.
Kidder studied English under the famous poet and translator Robert Fitzgerald. After the Army, Kidder wrote a novel, never published, about his Vietnam experiences.
Important to me because it was a book. I finished the thing. A book seems so long when you've never written one. You know, it still seems kind of long.
Tracy Kidder's first published book was in 1973, The Road to Yuma City, about a mass murder in California. In House, Tracy Kidder writes of the conflicts involved in building a single-family home in Massachusetts in 1983, and he makes what might seem to be a mundane experience intriguing reading. Published by Houghton Mifflin. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Tracy Kidder, who won the Pulitzer Prize for his nonfiction book, The Soul of a New Machine, realized he was under pressure to come up with something as good or better. At first, Kidder thought about writing a short book about carpenters, and then he decided to go much further by writing a book that would show in detail the building of a house, not just the story of hammers and nails, but of the people, the personalities, and the conflicts involved. To do so, Kidder persuaded the architect, the builders, and the owners to let him shadow them until the house was finished.
You warn everybody about what you're going to do, and you make them scared of you, and then you just hang around and hope that they'll forget that you're there, or become so accustomed to having you there that you really don't become an intrusive presence.
Tracy Kidder was even there for the arguments.
When those occurred, I had the feeling they just didn't even know I was there. I mean, they were heated, and it was as though I really had vanished. I tried to get over into the corners of the room, at least psychically.
All those involved in the story were allowed to read the book called House before it went to press.
I did show the finished book to all of them before it was published, partly because I knew Houghton Mifflin was going to produce about 1,500 bound galleys, and I wanted them to read the book and draw their own conclusions before they started to hear about it. I didn't offer the book to them then for changes. I did it as a courtesy, and that was understood.
Tracy Kidder says he did, however, correct a few errors, but not the thrust of House.
If you are a conscientious journalist, and I try to be, you simply cannot allow the people you're writing about to control what you say. I mean, that's just a no-no.
Tracy Kidder's remarkable nonfiction book, House, is so expertly crafted that it can truly be described as literature. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.